Welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister with you. Don't forget. You can join me on Monday mornings at 6:20 to 6:30 as I call into the Jack Show. It's not the Jack Show. It's New Hampshire Today, the regular weekday show. Also, you can catch me on Fridays. I'm usually in the studio. We're not allowed to be in the studios together anymore because of social distancing. But I do call in and I give about 10 minutes instead of the full hour. I know you guys are missing that full hour. And we just talk about a lot of different things that are going on out there. As a matter of fact, last Friday we talked a little bit about first responders. I gave my perspective as a former police officer about what first responders think about in these type of crises. And you know, the thing is that one of the things I said during the show, and I appreciate everybody who texted me and emailed me and thanked me for saying what I said, but when we think about first responders, and I'm going to throw nurses and doctors into that whole mix as well, when we think about them, they're almost all of them are very special people. They're the type of people that are the ones that run to danger, not away from danger. And you have to know that before you get into those careers. It's not like this situation has come up and you suddenly were faced with this question. It's the question you knew when you took the job. You know what you're going to be dealing with. You know that there could be a time like this. And you do all the planning you can, you do all the training you can, and you hope that when that moment comes up that you can apply all the skills that you've learned, you do it, as David Wood said, correctly, very to the point. And I think that's the times we live in right now. The other thing I want to tell you is that I have the economy is going to change, and I think that most of you who followed me on Facebook know that I'm concerned about a lot of things that are going on right now. And I don't mean to armchair quarterback. I'm not going to armchair quarterback. But once again, I am going to provide my observations, and you can agree with me or disagree with me. But the one thing you should never take away with any of my observations, and remember, we only have so many characters to write on Twitter and on Facebook. The one thing you should never take away from is that I have a great deal of compassion and empathy, and I say that very humbly. I do. For people in the situation, you do what you need to do. If you feel that you need to do something to keep yourself safe and your family safe, that's fine. Do that. And that's important. But I think there's other ways that we could have approached how we're going to get this world back functioning again. And I think that that's something that we have to consider as well. The other thing I can tell you is that for most of you who don't know, I have a real job outside of radio. Radio doesn't pay enough, frankly, and a real job outside of my article. And my real job is, for the last over 30 years, I've been an educator, a trainer in the corporate world, and that's been my focus. And I started training when I was in the Army and when I was a policeman. And a lot of what I've learned about training and what I became as a trainer actually is what I learned in radio. So, but over the past week or so, I've had a lot of people send me questions and advice. The first thing they ask me is based on my profession right now. I run an online institution that has had about 5,000 students right before this situation happened, has now bumped up past 6,000. And it's a very successful online institution. I thank my company for supporting it in the way they did, because it has really become a very valuable asset for all those independent insurance agencies across the country. And then I also public speak. I MC a lot of events, and a lot of those events have been canceled. So I had a lot of questions this week about, Jeff, how do I do a presentation? How do I do a presentation? I'm just not talking PowerPoint, but make a presentation. So before I close out the show, I wanted to talk to you about really the two ways that I approach the radio show and everything as a presentation. The first thing I want to tell you is that when I get ready to make a presentation, to come forward to offer some information, the first thing I think about is the acronym FFC, FFC. And the FFC stands for Flash, Fast, Complex. The first thing I look at is, can the information be done fast? Can it be said and done and retained in less than 30 seconds? A picture's worth 1,000 words is a good example of that. You could put a picture up there and say nothing, and people would get the point you're trying to make. So that first thing in FFC is flash. Is the information that you want to convey, can it be done in less than 30 seconds? It's not complex. Can it be a picture? Can it be one word or one statement? And stick to that. The second part of that FFC is fast. It's a little bit more detailed than just 30 seconds, and I'm talking about a minute and a minute and a half. Sometimes we lose concept of time. It doesn't take very long to explain what you want to explain. And the fast is that you can say something or present something or offer a picture, make a comment, put a quote up there and expand upon that quote, and it can be done and understood by the audience in a minute and a minute and a half. So that's the fast part. And then that last part of FSC is complex. It takes more time to really explain it to make sure people understand it. There's more of a need for a visual unless you're very good at being articulate with your phrasing and your wording. And complex is something that takes more than 3 minutes. And you don't want to, you want to be very careful about how you do that. But it takes three minutes. It takes more visual to help you out. Might be a whiteboard, might be on your PowerPoint to really explain it. And don't be afraid to break it up over multiple different slides or multiple different whiteboard presentations to make it that easy. So that's the first rule I always go by is FFC, flash, fast, complex. And I'll do a video on this week so you guys can understand it. Now, the other thing people ask me about, well, Jeff, and I'll talk about how you pick a subject too next week. I'll talk about how you pick a subject. But they also ask me, what are some of my other rules about when I'm asked to train? What do I think about before I get up and make a presentation or make an educational class? And the first thing I'll tell you is that the greatest thing that any presenter can have is empathy for the audience. You've got to put yourself in the audience seats, and that way it keeps you disciplined. But the other thing I tell them is I use the other acronym of MMMK, three M's and a K, MK. And the first M stands for make it real. Make sure that whatever you present, whatever you're offering to your audience is that it's real to them, that they understand it. So use good examples. Have walkaways that tell the story of why the presentation they just saw is going to be real for them as well. I can tell you right now, any training that was done 3 or 4 years ago related to pandemic situations, it's coming through now. And then the second M is make it relevant. You have to understand that sometimes you're going to have a really big audience and there are going to be people in there of different jobs. So you could have the receptionist in there and you could have the actual sales team or whoever you might have. But there is a piece of information that you're going to give to all of them that in their little world can be relevant if you explain it. So that's why I say empathy is important. Know each one of the people that are in there and the roles that they perform. Don't be afraid to ask your audience, what do you do? Find out what you have and make it relevant to them. They may hear something that they think you're only saying to sales, but when you create the complete picture of relevancy, it helps them out. The third M is make it helpful. Give them a tip or a trick of the piece of information that you offered to them, and they'll appreciate that great deal. Make it helpful to them. I usually, I don't say everything about every topic when I'm in there. I usually give handouts, and in those handouts, I include tips and tricks based on the position that they may have within the company. And then the last thing I want to say about making a presentation, whether it's PowerPoint or visual or just a 5-minute presentation, is keep it simple. We feel that we want to say everything right there because we have the audience right there. Politicians are notorious for this. They have the audience. They have them captured so they can just roll everything out. Tell your audience what you need them to know to start, to be successful, and then create handouts or link them to your website or whatever you might have as an additional tool that they can expand upon that information you get them. If it's, I need you to get to this destination, show them how to get to that destination and then use handouts and additional courses to expand a little bit on that topic. We don't need to dump all this information all at once to the student. We need to give them enough to start and make them feel comfortable and then expand the education in other different ways. So those are my tips. I hope those are helpful. Thanks for joining the show. We'll talk to you next week on New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition with Jeff Chittister and LFOD.
This has been New Hampshire Today, Weekend Edition, with Jeff Chittister on News Radio 610 at 96.7. We'll be back next week. And don't forget to tune in to New Hampshire Today with Jack Heath, Monday morning from 6 to 9 on News Radio 610 at 96.7, New Hampshire's news, traffic, and weather station. Out here in the field.